Podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to McGuffey High School and the WPIO Wrestling Team Tournament. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network brings you AA first round action featuring Beth Center taking on the number 6 seed Laurel and the 3 seed host Highlanders facing Avonworth. A winner in Monday's preliminary round. Hi everyone, I'm Jason Tennant. Rusty Pettit will also be joining me here on the call with Easton Pettit handling the cameras. Jacob Knisner is producing in our Washington studios. A year ago, McGuffey was the 6th seed, losing to eventual third-place finisher Quaker Valley in the quarterfinals. Laurel lost in the first round to runner-up Burgettstown. Avonworth dropped a preliminary round match to Hampton, and Best Center did not qualify. Our coverage on the WPIAA Team Tournament is brought to you in part by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Chapman Corporation, celebrating 75 years, building the future and building it better. By First Federal Savings Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By the Day Insurance Agency, celebrating 50 years of service on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by McAdoo's Towing and Crane. Their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. And we are getting set for action here from McGuffey. Happy to have you along, and we will have the two WPL team tournament brackets. Each start the night with 16 teams. When we're finished for the night, we'll be down to the final four. We'll take a look at the AA pairings at Burrell, Derry area, and Quaker Valley when we continue here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Chapman Corporation is building the future and building it better. This year marks Chapman Corporation's 75th year in business, supporting the natural gas, power, steel, chemical, and glass industries, providing civil, mechanical, and electrical construction services. Chapman Corporation is committed to zero injury, believing all accidents are preventable and providing a safe work environment. Expanding to support new and growing industries, Chapman Corporation in Washington, chapmancorporation.com.
Let's welcome to the broadcast, Mr. Rusty Pettit. Rusty, a pleasant good evening to you, sir.
Yeah, good evening to you, Jason. And, yeah, they got all the bells and whistles out here in the gym tonight. Got the lights going on and off.
Playing. I thought the power went out. I was really concerned about the broadcast needing to be rebooted and the whole bit. So I'm glad to see they just have the effects of darkness.
Yeah. It caught Mr. Darty by the surprise, too, the PA announcer. He's like, whoa, what's going on? But we're all right here. I know, I think this is the case for both matches. We're going to start at 145
right
tonight, which means the second round match will probably start at 152,
yeah,
would be my guess. We go down the starting lineups for
Let's take a look. We'll just kind of grab those as they come out. I think we're getting up on time here to get things started. We do want to let you know that the other action in 2A tonight, we do have the action from Burrell on our partners at greensports.net have that on the NFHS network. That is where Burrell is hosting Greensburg-Salem. Southmoreland takes on Jefferson Morgan. The two winners there will meet in a quarterfinal match tonight. The other site's Quaker Valley, number 4 Quaker Valley. They're taking on a wild card, Elizabeth Forward, who we saw win the other night there at Bentworth. And Freedom is taking on South Park. Two winners there at Quaker Valley will meet in the quarterfinals. Our matchup here tonight, we talked about McGuffey versus Avonworth, Laurel versus Beth Center. Two winners meet in the quarters. And then finally over at Derry, the number 2 Derry area Trojans will take on Avella. And then it is Burgettstown, number 7, taking on Highlands. The two winners there will also meet in quarterfinals. And that's what's at stake here tonight. You got to win the first round match to reach the quarterfinals later tonight. And then you got to win that match to get to the semifinals Saturday at Peters Township. Only one team from all four pods in 2A, from all four pods in 3, only one team from each pod is making it on to Peters Township on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a fast tournament. You figure it all happens in a matter of 4 days. And this McGuffey team, which we'll be focused on here more in this first match, I think they really caught our eyes, at least when we were down at the Tri-Cata tournament. We knew they had a lot of good wrestlers, but they ended up coming away with the team championship in that tournament. And that was up against some pretty decent AAA competition as well as the AA field. So they've got to be feeling pretty good. They just wrestled at a really tough Fred Bell tournament up over the weekend, which we'll talk about that as we go along too, because there were some common opponents there. But they've got to be feeling pretty good coming into this team tournament.
Absolutely. We're going to step aside, bring you back here as we should be just about getting underway here momentarily. Bring you back here to McGuffey. This is the WJPA Sports Network with video on NFHS.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think.
Chapman Corporation is building the future and building it better. This year marks...
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
All right, going to have things getting underway here on the McGuffey mat. Rusty, you're going to be following McGuffey Avonworth very closely. I'll keep my eye on Beth Center and Laurel here to my left, and we'll focus on the McGuffey mat here and keep that action with Easton on camera there. And I'll be cutting in whenever there's things of interest here for the best center bout as well. Again, starting here at 112 pounds. Is that right?
145 pounds.
Why does it say 112 on the scoreboard over there?
That I don't know, but down here we got Victor Bonas got the opening takedown for McGuffey. Luke Maddalena, though, trying to come around, getting close to a reversal, and now Bonas trying to pass the ankle and stay in control. He does get in a much better position up to his feet, and nice trip back down, and he's got that ankle pinned. Has the arm across the back, got to keep that legal, and now he just lets that go. So Bonas with the lead, minute eight to go. He's got the three-point lead with the takedown. Trying to lock up a far side cradle there. And now up to his feet is Maddalena. Now comes out with a wizard close to getting an escape, which would make it 3-1. And he does get that. So 3-1 the score. 45 seconds go in the opening period. Victor Bonas of McGuffey get the early lead with the takedown. But now a drag behind here. And Madaleno's going to get a mat return. And the three-point takedown will take a 4-3 lead over Bonas.
I'd love to tell you what's happening on the best center mat, but I have no idea. The officials are meeting out here with the site manager, Billy Sims, coaches, and they have not begun. There's some sort of discrepancy here before we get things underway between best center and Laurel.
Yeah. Easton, tighten in on that camera a little bit, buddy. Yeah, a little bit more. There you go. All right, back on their feet with the escape by Bonas. That's a can he finish this before the end of the period? 1 second. No, I don't know. I don't believe. Yeah, it's the right call. Referee had a one eye on the clock, one eye on the mat, and he made the correct call there. Bonas not quite able to get that other leg before time expires. So, tight match going into the second. 4-4 the score. Bonas' choice. He's going to take down.
I still no sign of what's happening here between Beth Center and Laurel. And now Billy's got his phone out, so I'm not sure. Some sort of discrepancy here in either the rules or the weigh-ins or something.
All right, up, stand up to his feet is Bonas on mat one. And now gets his hip down, but hanging on to that leg is Maddalena. And we'll try to turn the corner here, but Bonas needs to get that hip down. Now he's draped over the back. We'll try to get into a bit of a scramble. Looks like we're headed to a stalemate. There it is. Stalemate comes with 1:26 to go in the second. Those two teams did meet already this year.
They did, yeah. We can. I have the results of that. We'll see how many rematches we might come across in tonight's matchup. It did not go well for Best Center first time around when they faced Laurel earlier in the season.
Restart here this time. Maddalena trying to throw the legs in on Bonas. Bonas trying to flatten and get his hips underneath. Now he's flattened out as Maddalena so far has ridden his whole second period. But now a little bit of space and Bonas up and out. 5-4 the score. Victor Bonas with the lead. Will be Madalena's choice in the third when we get to that point.
Yeah, Moon Duels is where these two teams met back on December 14th, and it was a 57-18 win for Laurel. Right now you've got Billy Sims. I'll show you just momentarily. He's on the phone over there. And so we're not sure what's going on.
There's a beautiful ankle pick by Bonas. He finishes it for the takedown. Had the Turk there for a second. Still has it. Going to try to keep that Turk in, but Maddalena able to free the leg. But he does. Oh, now he scoops that bottom arm. Here's a near side cradle. Bonas looking for the fall. He's got it. That fall comes at 3 minutes and 30 seconds for McGuffey's Victor Bonas. They take a 6-0 lead in the team score.
We're back here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
All right, back here at 152 pounds. It's going to be Angelo Valeriano for Avonworth and Garrett Newman from McGuffey. And you had a forfeit, I think, in your first match, Jason?
There was a forfeit over here.
And that was Laurel getting the forfeit, so they're up 6-0 as well. McGuffey's up 6-0. There's a single leg attempt by Newman. Call the tie-ups now. 20 seconds in. Nice drag attempt there by Newman. He hangs on to the neck. Now they separate. McGuffey leading this team score 6-0 after the fall by Victor Bonas in the second period, 145 pounds. It was a tight match at that point. It was 4-4 after one period, and he got an escape and a takedown right to the cradle. Here's a double leg attempt by Newman. Tries to drive through, but up to his feet is Madalena. Or sorry, Valeriano. Now shot by Valeriano from distance. A reshot by Newman. And they're back up their feet. Minute 7 to go in the opening period, 152 pounds.
Over here I do have Jax Taylor from Beth Center. And that is at 140 at 152 pounds. He's bumping up to 152 after that forfeit. He is taking on Ashton Main from Laurel. Back over to McGuffey.
Still scoreless. 45 seconds to go in this opening period. Newman, a couple shot attempts. Same with Valeriano, but there's an ankle pick. Nice finish there. That's second ankle pick we've seen for the Highlanders tonight. Bonas had one in the second period, and now Newman going to work with the same takedown here in the first. He's got the 3-0 lead, and he's going to use that to lock up a cradle, and he's got a cradle now, and there is the fall. 1 minute, 39 seconds. Garrett Newman. The Highlanders now up 12-0.
Bring it back here to McGuffey on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Back here at 160 for McGuffey. We did not announce the wrestler for McGuffey. They did for Avonworth. That is Dimitri Valaceris, and he has the opening takedown to lead 3-0.
I have a 6-1 lead over here for Ashton Main of Laurel over Jax Taylor of Best Center. And starting this period with Taylor working from the bottom.
McGuffey weighed in two wrestlers here. It's Gage Clayton or Michael Casado. And like I said, I did not catch. Did you? I didn't catch you.
I didn't even hear them say.
All right. It's either Clayton or Casado. Maybe the cheerleaders will help us out.
Yeah, like maybe.
Do a cheer for the
back over
first
here
name.
To not a whole lot of action on this mat with Taylor working from the bottom here. Main in control, 6-1 the lead for Laurel's Main. Ashton Main. Trying to go back and see how many rematches we get here from when these two teams met earlier.
And the McGuffey wrestler had gotten an escape, and now there's Belisarius in on another takedown. He leads 6-1, 30 seconds to go here in this opening period. Comes with a cross face near on the edge of the mat. Tries to keep the near wrist. Head in the back of the arm, head lever here for Belisarius. Flattens the Guppy wrestler out. Once again, apologize, did not catch whether it was Gage Clayton or Michael Casado that started that 160 today for the Highlanders.
Back over here, still the same position here, still 6-1, 30 seconds to go in this period. Six nothing lead for Laurel after they got an opening forfeit at 145. And here at 152, leading 6-1 is Maine.
End of the period here on mat number one. It's 6-1 the lead for Avonworth, Dimitri Belisarius.
And that's the end of the period. Let's step aside. We'll bring you back third period action coming up here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch.
Finally, banking can be just that easy, too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Back here at McGuffey, Belisarius of Avonworth has that far arm here, trying to work a cross face. Now McGuffey wrestler up to his feet. And it got a body lock wrapped up, and now they award the two-point reversal. It is now 6-3 with 109 to go in the second period here at 160 pounds. We started at 145 tonight in both matches.
Still more of the same over here on mat one. It's just been a lot of main and control, leading 6-1, about a minute to go in that bout. Right now, Taylor trying to get out in front here. And now being turned to his back here. Main now has Taylor going to his back and looking for the fall. Going to get the near fall here. Will Laurel's main looking for six. 45 seconds, plenty of room right in the center of the mat and plenty of time to work with here for Ashton Main. And it's got to be tight. Still no call as Taylor still fighting with that right shoulder up, trying to bridge up with the right shoulder. Back over here to McGuffey.
Yeah. McGuffey takes Belisarius to a back. He might get the fall, and he does. Wow, a coming from behind. Victory at 160 pounds to make it 18-0 Highlanders. That fall comes at 3 minutes and 38 seconds.
And I've got a fall in 5:45 for Ashton Main. We're back with 160-pound action here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
All right, back here at McGuffey. That was Gage Clayton that got that fall. Gage Clayton of McGuffey with a come from beyond victory and the fall. Reed Tegar out here now. He gets a takedown at 172 pounds over Jackson Krull out of Avonworth. Teagarden got the 3-0 lead. McGuffey jumping out to the 18-0 lead. 12-0 now. Spartans over the Bulldogs over here, and they're going to work again on mat two. Looks
right
like they're getting more near fall already in that one.
I got Aiden Wisner of Beth Center now. He's in trouble as well as Braxton Carr of Laurel looking for another fall. So far, 12-0 in favor of the Spartans and looking for another six-point victory here at 160 pounds.
I don't know if you caught, Jason, they did hand out some hardware before the matches got started tonight. Beth Center got their section runner-up trophy tonight for Section 3, and McGuffey got the section championship.
And there comes the fall. Time of the fall is 109. And that goes to Braxton Carr for Laurel. Spartans will lead it 18-0.
We have
through these three bouts.
Identical scores here, 18-0. The score is Krull gets an escape for Avonworth to make it 3-1. 28 seconds to go in the opening period here at 172 pounds. Yeah, McGuffey, the section champ in Section 3, 2A. Section 1. Beth Center was runner-up in Section 3. Kind of an odd circumstance for those two teams not to be in the same section, actually. They're usually section foes, but with all the realignment that happened this year. Double-leg shot here, this time by Krull, and he's in deep. Teagarden kind of uses his hips to kind of thrust his weight forward, actually. And I think that caught Krull by surprise, and they're going to end up running out of time in that opening period. So 3-1, Reed Teagarden with the lead heading into the second period.
I've got Noah Lehue taking on Jack Miles here now at 172 pounds. These two did meet back there at the Laurel, or at the, excuse me, at the Moon Duels. And that was a fall for LeHue, pinning 359. So see if LeHue can break things open here for best center. Still trying to get on the board, and he'd had a fall against Miles earlier this season.
Teagarden trying to work double arm bars here from the top. He's got that one wing, and now he's going to be taking Krull to his back, but Krull able to belly back out. So no near fall awarded there. Teagarden started this period on top. That was Krull's choice to take the down position. He trails 3-1 to Teagarden.
Still no score over here on mat one. That's 39 seconds to go, first period.
Now working the chicken wing from the other side. He takes him over. Can he keep the hip down? Now he gets him back over, and now Teagarden in a good position here. Not only a near fall, maybe the fall. He's got to tighten things up, and he's going to have to settle for the four near fall points to make it 7-1. Minute left in the second period.
Still no score, down to 20 seconds to go. Here, looking for a side cradle there, but now comes around behind and getting that first takedown is Miles. And now trying to come out over top here is LeHue. Nearly had a chance at a reversal there that could have caught Miles on his back. Miles able to bail and get down on a leg to maintain control, and they'll roll out of bounds. Back over to McGuffey.
All right. Teagarden still on top here. Has that far leg laced 30 seconds to go and trying to work a power half now, maybe to get a few more near fall. He already turned one. Oh, that is not good. Teagarden in a lot of pain. All of a sudden, just started reaching for that right knee. Trainer out to quickly look at Teagarden's leg.
We're going to take a break here as we have the end of two, end of first period here on mat two as well. WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back over here and underway here in the second period. And it is Miles still in control. What's the story over here on mat one there, Rusty?
Teagarden, good sign. He's up to his feet. You can see him kind of working that right knee a little bit there, but looks like he's going to continue. It was hard to see what happened. The leg, that was a leg that was underneath Krull. And it didn't look like he was bent in an awkward position, but obviously it was something that caused him a lot of pain all of a sudden. So now he's throwing that leg in on the left side. He's in a good position here to ride out this period. He has a 7-1 lead. And looks like he'll take that into the third.
Let's get you a break before that third as well. Still 3-0 Miles on mat one, WJPA Sports Network. NFHS.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Oh, Teagarden now here looking for the fall in this third period. He turned Krull to his back. Now has the half. There's the fall. Teagarden gets McGuffey's fourth fall in as many matches. 4 minutes, 19 seconds time of the fall for Reed Teagarden.
Meanwhile, out of bounds over here on mat one. It's still 3-0 in favor of Jack Miles of Laurel. Leading best centers, Noah LeHue. Again, LeHue defeated Miles earlier this season, but right now, Laurel leading 18-0 and looking to keep that shutout going here with Miles 30 seconds to go in this second period. And a roll attempt there by LeHue. Close to coming out from now. He gets the two-point reversal. That'll make the score 3-2 with LeHue now on top. Trying to chop the arm, goes across face here, and now 10 seconds to go in this period. Potentially dangerous to call with 5 seconds remaining. Second period. I believe it will be Miles Choice in the third.
189 pounds on mat one. Aaron Supler of McGuffey taking on Bryce Metz. Avonworth, it's scoreless 30 seconds in.
Got a caution here for a false start. Roll attempt here by Miles, who did choose bottom to start this third period, and now we get... Oh, wait, I guess they still had time on the clock in the second. Excuse me. Now we're going to have blood time running to Miles. So we hadn't got to the third period yet. I apologize there.
We're still scoreless here on mat 151 seconds left in this opening period between Aaron Supler of McGuffey and Bryce Metz of Avonworth. The team scored 24-0 in favor of the Highlanders. Four falls in four matches. There's a shot and a reshot. Supler looked to go to the leg and then reshot attempt there by Metz, neither of which successful, so they're back up to their feet.
Still running blood time over here on mat one. Taking a look at Jack Miles.
Metz had wrist control there for just a second. Let's go of it. Heavy hands now from Supler. They circle back towards the center of the mat. Time winding down in this opening period. We're going to go scoreless into the second here at 189 pounds. Nobody weighed in, incidentally, for Avonworth up at 285. So they had three weight classes that didn't weigh anybody in. 285, and then when we wrap back around, they also did not weigh anybody in at 114 or 133. Once again, both dual meets in this opening round tonight starting at 145. So we will finish at 139. Supler taking down to start the second period. Gets up to his feet, breaks hand control, gets the one-point escape to take the lead.
It is now third period with Miles choosing bottom here in this third. Leahy trailing 3-2, riding on top. For Best Center, trying to get the Bulldogs on the board as they trail 18-0 in the team score here, three bouts in. Got that arm bar here on the left side, does Leahy, trying to run this and turn Miles. Got the wrist on the right side.
Low shot attempt here.
A stall warning against Miles on bottom.
Into a scramble, and it looks like, yes, Aaron Supler going to come out on top. That shot was initiated by Metz. He got in on the ankle, but then diving through and going into the scramble was Supler, and he came out on top. Three-point takedown to make it 4-0 with 55 seconds to go in the second.
Scramble on this side as well. They never did award control. Leahy still had a foot in. They're going to give a one-point escape to Miles, saying that Leahy lost control, but I don't know about that. The escape will make it 4-2 in favor of Miles. If he ever got free for the point, he was working toward the reversal, and I don't know that he ever got free for an escape.
Caution on top for Supler as his first. 35 seconds to go in the second period.
And now Leahy takes advantage of the neutral position and gets a takedown on the edge and gets his first lead. It's 5-4 now in favor of Noah Leahy, trying to get the Bulldogs on the board. 32 seconds to go in the bout. 5-4 Leahy.
We had a one-point escape over here on mat one to make it 4-1 in favor of Supler.
Roll Bryce attempt Metz. By Miles. Sorry there, Rusty.
Sorry. Another single-lay attempt here by Supler. Trying to elevate the knee, but they are going to run out of time there too. So we head to the third period, 4-1. Supler and McGuffey leads. Metz going to take down to start the third.
Time ticking down here. Leahy down to 15 seconds, just riding on top. We get a potentially dangerous call with 12 seconds.
I'm not sure what was dangerous.
I don't know what – I couldn't see the left arm. I don't know if that was the – yeah, he is shaking out the left shoulder, so that may have been the case.
Standing Granby roll for Metz over on mat one to get his escape to make it 4-2, 145 to go in regulation there.
LeHue is going to get the Bulldogs on the board with a 5-4 decision. And that'll make the team score 18-3 in favor of Laurel as we head to 189 pounds. Let's keep it here with McGuffey.
A shot attempt there by Metz. Try to get to the ankle again. Not able to do so. 4-2 the score. 1:14 to go in regulation. So far this third period, it has been Metz pushing the action, so Supler going to have to be careful not to pick up a stall warning. He does have the two-point lead. Minute to go. Drag attempt. LeHue tries to get to a leg again. Can't. Metz tries to get to a leg. Sorry. Now he is on the ankle. Trying to get the hip down. Supler rolls all the way through again. Now he tries to elevate post up on that leg. They drop back down to the weight. Now Metz still trying to finish it. He's got the second leg. Supler gets his hips down, though. It looked like Metz going to be able to finish. They end up in a stalemate 29 seconds to go. Supler trying to hang on.
Malachi Peake gets the opening takedown here against Dominic Willis of Laurel, and Peake goes up 3-0 here for best center.
20 seconds to go. Another shot attempt. That time he's moving the leg. There is a stall warning on Supler. That's his first. 13 seconds to go. Drag attempt by Metz. Tries to dive in on the leg again. They go out of bounds with 8 seconds to go.
On ball here for Peake, riding on top with that 3-0 lead about 50 seconds in. Back over to Matt One.
Yeah, it was Metz dove in on an ankle attempt, but just ends up in the front headlock, and that will do it. Aaron Supler, McGuffey, winner 4-2 over Bryce Metz. And that makes the team score 27-0 Highlanders.
Take a break here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Back here with Peake, still leading 3-0. 30 seconds to go in this opening period as he is taking on Laurel's Dominic Willis.
Yeah, number one, we're up to 215 pounds. Justin Beck of Avonworth taking on Damian Pavarnik of McGuffey. Pavarnik weighed in at 189, bumps up here to take on Beck.
Peake trying to lock in a cradle. Couldn't get it locked in. We're down to 10 seconds. He just settles in on top. Now 5 seconds to go, and he'll take that 3-0 lead into the second period.
Barnick with a heavy leg brace on the left leg. So far it's been all McGuffey. They started the match, the dual meet, with 4 straight falls, then having the decision in the last one. Here's a tie-up here and a headlock attempt for Beck. He's going to win that battle, and he takes Pavarnik to his back. Beck trying to get the Antelopes on the board here, finally on the team score. Looking for the fall, 33 seconds to go in this opening period. He has Pavarnik in trouble, probably needs to sit out maybe to the side to try to tighten up that headlock. Because right now Pavarnik able to arch and keep the one shoulder up, and up there it is. Minute 39 seconds, the time of the fall for Justin Beck of Avonworth.
Over here it's 4-0 in favor of Malachi Peake in the second period. We'll take another quick break here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Chapman Corporation is building the future and building it better. This year marks Chapman Corporation's 75th year in business, supporting the natural gas, power, steel, chemical, and glass industries, providing civil, mechanical, and electrical construction services. Chapman Corporation is committed to zero injury, believing all accidents are preventable and providing a safe work environment. Expanding to support new and growing industries, Chapman Corporation in Washington, ChapmanCorporation.com.
Right there, we saw a slam here. I mean, it's not going to be called an illegal slam, but let's get over to mat two because we got our mat one. You got a fall.
Yeah, we did. It was a quick headlock. We wrapped around. There was a forfeit at 285. We wrapped around a 107. Blake Jamison there, you saw getting the fall over Zoe Zimmerman. And I did not get the time of that fall, but it was quick. And that will make the team score now 39-6 in favor of McGuffey as they're about to get another six, I believe, from a forfeit.
We'll take a quick break while we've got an injury on Matt. Well, they're going to get – let's get you caught up on what happened here on Matt 1. So Malachi Peak had a 4-0 lead. They were going neutral. And the last takedown, which you saw if you were watching on video, that's something we need, should have stressed here. You're listening on online for free at WJPA.com, listening on WJPA AM 1450. You can also watch the video on NFHS. And if you're watching the video – during commercial breaks, we'll keep the video rolling in a split screen. So those of you that are watching could actually see the action there with Malachi Peak was able to take Willis down rather hard. I used the term slam, and I shouldn't have used that. It was not an illegal slam. But Willis was banged up a little bit on that takedown, and now Peak on the restart leading 7-0 over here, second period.
Yeah, we got a rematch over here at 121 pounds between Austin Kosanovic of Avonworth and Tucker Maine of McGuffey. Maine, a very good wrestler for the Islanders, but he got technical fouled by Kosanovic when they met just recently. It was at the Fred Bell tournament, I believe.
Yes.
Just last weekend. And
17-0 was that fall.
Yeah, and right now at Kosanovic already with a 2-point takedown.
Peak looking for the fall here for Beth Center. It will be the Bulldogs' first pin, but he's unable to keep Willis over. He will get the 4 near fall points. That'll run the score now to 14-1 with just 10 seconds to go in the second.
Yeah, Kosanovic, I mentioned, I think you said he was runner-up at that Fred Belt tournament. Maine, I believe, he did place there.
I think it was third, actually.
Okay. Kosanovic now going to award the escape to Maine. They have the scoreboard wrong. It should be 3-1. They have it 4-0. I don't know if they'll fix that or not, but it's going to be 6-1. They still have the scoreboard wrong. It's 6-1 right now, but I don't even know if they know that that's wrong. Should have been two take. There they go. They got it. So the two takedowns and the escape, but either way, Kosanovic up in the match here, 45 seconds ago in the first. Yeah, we had forfeits by Avonworth at 285 and 114, and then sandwiched in between that was that fall by Blake Jamison at 107. So our match is moving quickly here. Expect to have at least one more forfeit up at 133 before it's all said and done. Another one-point escape here awarded to Tucker Maine.
Watch out here. Is trying to get the headlock. Peak is going to, if he gets his head free, Peak will be in a great position, and there it is. 17-1, and that'll do a technical fall. Time of that technical fall is going to be 4:44. And Malachi Peak with the tech fall.
6-2 the score here on mat one. 30 seconds ago in the opening period. Kosanovic in on the single leg, now switches off to the double, and he will take Maine down again, and that is 9-2 now. Three takedowns for Austin Kosanovic of Avonworth.
This has to be. Colton Carlson has to be the wrestler for Laurel. I'm only at 115 over here. Oh, that's it. 215. My mind's going to a bunch of different places here.
All right. We got a lot going on in here.
Yeah, for sure. 115 will be interesting.
Yeah. I don't have anybody weighed in at that.
I don't either. Yeah. Speaking of that, that was the discrepancy over here. Heard from Billy Sims. There was somebody from Best Center didn't have their weight entered on that wasn't written in on the sheet. So it was just as if they hadn't weighed in. That's what happened. That's what led to that forfeit.
Let's see, we got the weigh-in sheet, so what would that be?
Yeah, there was somebody crossed. Had to be Hunter Lloyd.
Yeah.
145, that's where they forfeited.
Okay. Wow. And there's another takedown there. We had an escape and a takedown here by Kosanovic in the second. He is now up 13-2. Looks like he might be heading for another technical fall over Tucker Main in less than a week. As he's going to tilt him here and get near fall, he's got at least two. And that will make it 15-2.
Looking over here, Matt, one. This is Beth Center's Homer Headley taking on Laurel's Colton Carlson. And Carlson with the opening takedown in this one, riding on top. Now goes to a bar here on the left side.
Kosanovic awards the escape. One more takedown would give him a technical fall. Minute 10 to go in the second period.
Trying to turn Headley here. Got him going over, does Carlson. Now Carlson looking for the fall on Beth Center's Headley.
And there is the technical fall for Austin Kosanovic. It's 18-3 the score, and the time of that technical fall, 2 minutes and 58 seconds. That'll make the team score 45-11 in favor of, wait a second, did I have this wrong?
There is the fall. Time of the fall is 1:57 for Carlson. Just in time, and that'll make it 24-8 in favor of Laurel. As we move on to 285 pounds when we come back here to McGuffey on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Up at 127 pounds, Jackson Calusi of Abbotsford taking on Lane Ely of McGuffey. Lane Ely with the opening takedown to make it 3-0, 30 seconds into this bout. I said well before, we may not have it before, but Andy Lee of Abbotsford also weighted this way, so he could bump up to 133. Either way, McGuffey well on their way into the second round here tonight. They lead. They have the team score 42-11. I've got it 45-11. I think I'm right. This is Lane Ely looking for a near fall here. He's got the wing, trying to step over the head of Calusi. Now switches off to a half. And he got a couple swipes there. Now working on now, he's got that pretty tight. Can he get the fall? Lane Ely of McGuffey looking for another fall for the Highlanders here against Davenworth. He's got 30 seconds to go, and he's got it. That fall comes at 1 minute, 28 seconds in the first period for Lane Ely.
Got a lot to catch you up on here from Matt, too. We'll do that when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Okay, my score is now 36-14 in favor of Laurel. We had a forfeit at 285 to Laurel's Casey Wilson. We had a forfeit at 107 to Jack Kondrasik of Laurel. Then Alex Medlin picked up a forfeit for Beth Center to make it 36-14. Now we have Jimmy Stivers of Laurel taking on Noah McCollum, and that is scoreless here a minute in. What say you, Mr. Pettit?
We are scoreless 20 seconds into the first period here between Emmett Wolf, McGuffey, and Andy Lee of Abbotsford. Wolf now there. Nice single leg. Sweeps the leg. Trying to finish his takedown, and he's got it. Steps into a Turk as well. Now going to grab that bottom shoulder and going to have Andy Lee in some trouble here. Got to keep that legal, and looks like he is going to do that. Getting near fall. Well, he might have got one count. Gonna have to kind of back out of that, and he does. So no, they did. He got a couple. So two near fall makes it 5-1. Gives up the escape.
Still no score over here on mat one between McCollum and Stivers.
Shot by Lee. Wolf spins around behind for another takedown. That makes it 7-1, 38 seconds to go in the opening period.
Shot there from Stivers and close to getting nice wizard there applied by McCollum, and he's able to fight that off.
Wolf's got a cradle now on Lee. Looking for the fall here is Emmett Wolf. And gets a knee in the side. Already got four near fall locked up. Trying to finish this off in the first period. There it is. 1 minute, 49 seconds of time for Emmett Wolf.
Bring it back here to McGuffey on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Trying to fight off his back here is Noah McCollum. He was reversed in this second period and now just trying to fight to stay off his back here. Couple bars here from Jimmy Stivers.
We're in our last bout of the match over here on mat one. It's Lucas Barr. He's already got a takedown in this bout against Michael Tabano, and he's leading 3-1, and he let Tabano up for that escape. Now he's in on another single leg. Going to get another takedown to make it 6-1.
Now going to switch to a half here, or try to. Is Stivers, and down to 36 seconds to go, looking for the fall here. Still is Jimmy Stivers of Laurel. Fall here would end it, and for all intents and purposes, it is over. Time of that fall is 2:47 for Jimmy Stivers, and that'll make the score 42-14 with just three bouts to go. We're here to mat one.
Lucas Barr looking for a fall. He's got that bottom arm, and he's got the double arm bar here. He already leads 6-1, and now he's going to get four more near fall as Tabano bellies back out. It's 10-1, 28 seconds to go in this opening period here. Last bout of this match. I have the team scores 57-11. I'll double-check all that at the end. They only have 50-11 on the score sheet, but I'll give them a little bit of grace because they're using the flip charts, the
right.
Flip cards. So
right.
We'll add it back up here at the end. But I've got the team scores 57-11 right now in favor of the Highlanders.
I've got Archer Brewer from Laurel, and he's out here taking on Xander Day of Best Center.
Wing attempt here by Barr. He's got that in. The tie up the wrist on the far side. Going to walk this over again. And he's getting near fall. Good position to look for the fall again here, but Tabano trying to get that far shoulder up. There's the buzzer. Four more near fall makes it 14-1 for Lucas Barr.
So we end up seeing a few rematches from the time these two teams met. Willis and Peak was a rematch. This time Peak got a fall, or a technical fall. He had lost by a 9-3 decision earlier. Carlson and pinned Homer Headley, almost identical. Before it was 155, tonight it was 157.
Wow.
And now this is another rematch here with Xander Day and Archer Brewer. Brewer won that one by fall in 307 earlier in the season.
Barr trying to finish this one out here from McGuffey. He only needs two more points. His takedown would do it, but he's got a near side cradle locked up. And he's got the takedown, and he's supposed to be able to finish that.
Yeah, should have been.
He's supposed to be able to finish that,
absolutely.
But they're going to call the technical fall instead. 17-1 the score. Time of the technical fall, 2 minutes and 25 seconds. That'll do it over here on mat one.
And I will focus our attention over here to mat two. And even though this one is all decided as well, we know it will be McGuffey and Laurel in the quarterfinals. But still, this bout and two more to be wrestled between Beth Center and Laurel. Again, this is Archer Brewa and Xander Day. Brewa with a 7-0 lead, and now Brewa looking to turn Day to his back. And Day able to roll off his shoulders here. Was that a full Nelson, maybe?
I think he's got the wrist.
But when they first rolled over, I thought maybe. Now they got him stacked again. Looking for the fall here on Day is Archer Brewa. Day trying to bridge out here, but down to 5 seconds. And we're going to go. We're going to go on. We'll take a break, bring you back here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Four near fall points coming, and that's going to do it. 15-0 is going to be the Tech fall. Time of the Tech fall, I believe, was 2:18 for Brewa. 15-0 Tech fall, and that'll make it 47-14. We're back with 1:33 after this on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS. Madison Chisler out here now for Beth Center, but she has given up a quick takedown to Taylor Simone of Laurel. And now looking for near fall points on that tilt there was Simone. And now looking to for the fall here is Simone on Chisler. And there it is. Time of the fall is going to be 48 seconds for Simone. And we'll be back with more here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day. Chasing something great. Call it adventure. Call it play. We call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Chapman Corporation is building the future and building it better. This year marks Chapman Corporation's 75th year in business, supporting the natural gas, power, steel, chemical, and glass industries, providing civil, mechanical, and electrical construction services. Chapman Corporation is committed to zero injury, believing all accidents are preventable and providing a safe work environment. Expanding to support new and growing industries, Chapman Corporation in Washington, ChapmanCorporation.com.
Welcome back here to McGuffey, and we are all wrapped up. The final score on the Laurel Best Center match was 53-20 after a forfeit for Mason Wright of Best Center.
Yeah,
Rusty, let's run down the results here. You go ahead and run down yours, and I'll run down mine, and we'll wrap this thing up.
Yep, we started at 145 tonight, and McGuffey got off to a fast start. Victor Bonus with a fall in 3 minutes 30 seconds over Luke Maddalena. That was actually a tight match at the time it happened, but that gave McGuffey the 6-0 lead. Up at 152, Garrett Newman would follow with a fall in 139 over Angelo Valeriano to make it 12-0. At 160, it was more of the same. Gage Clayton, this time coming from behind to get the fall at 3 minutes and 35 seconds after over Dimitri Velasaris. And then after that, Reed Teagarden looked like a little bit of a scare earlier in the match. He tweaked a knee but was able to come back and get the fall over Jackson Krull at 419. That made this team score 24-0 McGuffey at the time. Our only regular decision of the dual meet came at 189 pounds where Aaron Supler would win by 4-2 over Bryce Metz. And then finally, Avonworth gets on the board at 215 pounds. Justin Beck would get a fall over Damian Pivarnik. That one came at 139. A forfeit for Avonworth at 285 gave McGuffey Mason Hewitt and his team another 6 points to make it 33-6 at that time. We wrap back around to 107 where we saw Blake Jameson get a fall over Zoe Zimmerman in the first period, 39-6 the score. Another forfeit at 114, Clayton Neely picking up that for McGuffey at 121 pounds. Technical fall for Austin Kosanovic, who was able to get the best of Tucker Main once again. They met last weekend at the tournament up in Grove City. That time, at that time, the score was 45-11. That was as close as the Avonworth Antelopes would get, because we'd get another fall for McGuffey at 127. It was Lane Ely at minute 28 over Jackson Calusi up at 133. A fall for Emmett Wolf over Andy Lee. That one came at 149. And last but not least, a technical fall for Lucas Barr from McGuffey at 2 minutes and 25 seconds over Michael Tabano. Final score, McGuffey 62, Avonworth 11.
We'll run down the Laurel Best Center results right after this on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
This match on the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. Results from the Beth Center and Laurel matchup, a 53-20 win for Laurel. Started with a forfeit at 145. I don't know who got that forfeit for Laurel. There was that confusion on Beth Center not having anybody weighed in there because the weight was left off of the sheet. The forfeit either went to Josh Sherman or Ashton Campbell. It wasn't announced. But at 152, we started with Ashton Main picking up a fall in 545 over Beth Center's Jax Taylor to make it 12-0. Braxton Carr picked up a fall for Laurel in 109 over Aiden Wisner of Beth Center. That made it 18-0. Beth Center got on the board with a 5-4 decision for Noah Lehue over Jack Miles of Laurel to make it 18-3. Malachi Peak avenged an earlier loss this season to Dominic Willis with a technical fall victory in 444. Score was 17-1, and the team score 18-8 after that tech fall at 189. At 215, a fall in 157 for Colton Carlson of Laurel over Homer Headley made the score 24-8. Then back-to-back forfeits to Laurel. Casey Wilson at 285 and Jack Kondrasuk at 107 made it 36-8. Alex Medlin got a forfeit victory of his own at 114 to make it 36-14. And the match was clinched at 121 when Jimmy Stivers of Laurel picked up a fall in 247 over Noah McCollum to make it 42-14. A fall, technical fall, 15-0 in 218 for Archer Brewer over Xander Day made it 47-14. A fall in 48 seconds for Taylor Simone of Laurel over Matty Chisler made it 53-14. And then finally at 139, a forfeit went to Beth Center's Mason Wright. Your final score, 53-20 in favor of Laurel. So it will be McGuffey versus Laurel in these quarterfinals. We'll have some quick final thoughts here after these messages on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sore in fertile land. I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy.
Welcome back here to McGuffey. Rusty Pettit alongside me. I'm Jason Tennant here as we wrap things up on the first match and get you set for action here with the quarterfinals. Again, it will be McGuffey versus Avonworth for the right to wrestle on Saturday in the semifinals.
Yeah, and both McGuffey and Laurel kind of dominating their opening bout. We knew Laurel had past experience with the dual win over Beth Center before. We knew Avonworth had some holes in their line, so not really unexpected, but this could be a really good second bout.
Could be. Now, we are going to, if you're watching on the NFHS Network or listening online at WJPA.com, we're not going to stop this stream. It's all going to be in the same broadcast. Just to alert back to Jacob Knisner in the Washington studios, we will be having some time, I don't know how much time, between these two bouts, but we will certainly, when we get clued into a start time, we'll get that second match underway on WJPA AM 1450 as well. Want to let you know that tonight's action has been brought to you by McAdoo's Towing and Crane. Their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. by the Day Insurance Agency, celebrating 50 years of service on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By the Chapman Corporation, celebrating 75 years building the future and building it better. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Of course, we will have an outstanding wrestler brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, at the conclusion of our quarterfinal match this evening. Thanks to the, coming up shortly, the WPIL Team Tournament AA quarterfinals, as McGuffey will be taking on Laurel. Thanks to the head coaches, Bill Sims, also from the WPIL Wrestling Committee, and to Ed Dalton and the crew here at McGuffey. For Rusty Pettit, for videographer Easton Pettit, and our producer Jacob Knizner back in our Washington studios, I'm Jason Tennant. Thanks so much for being with us in the WPIL Wrestling Team Tournament AA first round. Your scores: McGuffey 62, Avonworth 11, and Laurel 53, Beth Center 20. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.